Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Shock and mourning in the Bronx after a fire left a one-year-old dead and two other children critical.
Smoke and flames quickly took over this building on Bainbridge Avenue. Assistant Fire Chief Malcolm Moore.
Heavy fire venting out of a second-floor apartment up the interior stairs.
Firefighters found three children in the apartment where the fire started. A one-year-old boy died. Two six-year-olds are in critical condition. Tiana lives next door and is now evacuated.
I feel super bad because, you know, those are little kids and they don't really know anything.
Chief Moore says it looks like the doors to the fire apartment were left open.
We've had several of these fires lately where the occupants of the fire apartment have fled the building and left the apartment door open.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Fordham.
FDNY says the cause of that fire is still under investigation. Hantavirus concerns are coming closer to home. New Yorkers confirmed among their 18 people quarantined from the deadly outbreak on a cruise ship, says Governor Hochul.
There are three individuals who call New York home. We don't know whether those individuals will be returning to New York. I believe that there's a 42-day monitoring period.
And she says the state is putting together a plan. Hochul says there is no cause for immediate concern. Acting CDC Director Jay Bhattacharya agrees.
It is a more deadly disease if you get it. But unlike COVID, the way that people get it from person to person is much, much more difficult for that to happen. And so because the epidemiological pattern is different and the risk to the public is much, much lower, it didn't make sense to have a five-alarm fire bell.
The most recent case in the outbreak is a French passenger who disembarked on Sunday and is now in isolation. With just days to go before the strike deadline, talks between the LIRR unions and the MTA seem to be going nowhere. 1010 Winds' Glenn Chuck has the latest.
There are no negotiations set for today after the bargaining yesterday where the MTA says it made a revised offer to the unions. But Kevin Sexton, the vice president of the Brotherhood of Local Engineers and Train Men, telling 1010 Winds there is no movement on the key wage issue. And
I think General Lieber is out of touch with reality. Our members are well aware of all the misinformation that he puts out there.
Now, as for Lieber, on Friday, he had said, let's make a deal.
We are close enough that we should be able to resolve this, not throw money away by going on strike and costing people one, two, whatever. A couple days' pay wipes out the value of what people are debating and negotiating about.
The possible strike that would begin Saturday would impact nearly 300,000 daily commuters. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Now, Governor Hochul says she and her team are immersed in the details and working for an agreement.
We do not want a strike. We just want to make sure that New York is affordable for everyone and make sure we, as they negotiate, that they get the deal that's going to prevent a strike. I'm committed to that. We're working hard on this.
MTA has released a contingency plan that would keep some service running, including shuttle buses to subway stations in Queens, and they're also urging people to work from home if possible if there is a strike. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest info on the LIRR negotiations. Looks like Mayor Mamdani will officially drop his property tax hike proposal today. News 4 New York is reporting his honor will officially scrap that plan at his budget presentation. Back in February, the mayor floated the idea of closing the $5.4 billion budget gap with a property tax hike, suggesting the 9.5% increase would bring a $3.7 billion at the time. He described it as the only way to budget balance the city budget. Since then, other plans have come out from Governor Hochul. Mamdani is set to make his budget presentation this afternoon. In Brooklyn, they've had a major gang bust.
Over a dozen alleged Coney Island gang members are now behind bars. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez says this is linked to 16 different shootings.
These men were among the most dangerous people that live in our community,
resulting in seven victims and one who even died from his injuries and another left paralyzed.
The neighborhoods impacted by the gun violence here was East New York, Brownsville, Canarsie, Prospect Lefford Gardens, Midwood, Flatbush, East Flatbush, Gravesend, Crown Heights, even here in downtown Brooklyn and Brooklyn Heights.
Much of the gang violence started on social media with drill rapping. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Long Island Pizza Fest is going big, really big. The second edition of the event's expanding to a new venue, lead organizer Frank Antonetti telling 1010 Winds.
What more of an iconic venue than Nassau Coliseum, which has been so important to Long Island for so many years and so many different reasons? I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a family or a person on Long Island that doesn't have at least one positive experience there. Now, I'm an Islander fan, so I can say I've also had a lot of negative experiences there, but still, there's a lot of emotions around the Coliseum.
Antonetti says there will be much more pie, too.
We're excited to offer even more pizzerias this year. So last year, we finished up at about 20 pizzerias. This year, we're upping it to 30. There'll be two tasting sessions. There'll be a 12 to 3 and then a 4 to 7, during which you get unlimited pizza from all of those pizzerias participating.
And the tickets for that will be on sale later this summer. They're $75 per tasting session. A very personal charity effort for Islanders rookie star Matthew Schaefer, the 18-year-old phenom joining the Islanders Children's Foundation and launching a child cancer support center named for his late mother. Jennifer Schaefer died of cancer in 2024. Her son's been visiting young patients at Long Island hospitals, telling Newsday it's a way to give back and help his grieving process. Islanders Children's Foundation is donating $150,000 for the Jennifer Schaefer Child Support Center, set to open in October. Schaefer, meanwhile, is likely to get some more attention for his efforts on the ice. He is the favorite for NHL Rookie of the Year. A high honor for a legendary comic book artist on the Lower East Side yesterday. Intersection of Essex and the Lancy Streets was named Jack Kirby Way in honor of the co-creator of Marvel Comics, including Captain America, Black Panther, and more. His grandson, Jeremy Kirby, says Kirby grew up in the neighborhood as the son of Jewish immigrant refugees.
He absolutely loved everything about this area. It really inspired him to create.
Comic book fan William Coulter told 1010 Winds.
He's the quintessential comic book artist. Those pop culture icons are still growing, are still changing, and they're influenced by one guy.
In addition to the street naming, the American Jewish Historical Society opened a new free exhibition in Kirby's honor. High-rise and high-stakes rescue in Brooklyn. Two NYPD officers telling 1010 Winds about how they rescued a woman sitting on the ledge of a downtown Brooklyn building. This happened last Thursday afternoon. 41-year-old woman spotted sitting high on the Duffield Street building. Officer Philip Ubbin was first on the scene.
I just tried my best to remind her that, you know, what she's going through is temporary. Pain is temporary. You know, she could get past this and, you know, to not do what she was trying to do.
Emergency services officers arrived and approached carefully, ESU officer Ian Woodard.
Once with her on the edge, I just spoke calmly to engage with her.
Look at me in my eyes, okay? I want to make sure that you're safe.
I was patient. I gave her distance. I gave her time.
The ESU officers got her off the ledge and she was taken to a local hospital for treatment. In an NYPD social media post, the department described the rescue as heroism and heart from New York's finest. Another anti-Semitic vandalism spree in Queens. Swastikas found in parks on Sunday, just days after synagogues and homes were targeted. In this new incident, nearly a dozen swastikas were found on signs at an underpass in two parks. Councilmember Lynn Schulman tells 1010 Winds it's not as blatant as earlier vandalism, but it's still abhorrent.
These were swastikas. They were meant to instill fear. And the community is fearful, but at the same time, they understand that the NYPD is investigating this. And that a lot of people are standing with them, including myself.
City parks removed the latest graffiti. Police are now looking for those vandals. They're also still searching for four suspects caught on video scrawling Nazi symbols at the Rego Park Jewish Center and other locations last week.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.